Hey there, Mike Stelzner. Before we start today's episode, I got a message for you. You listen to this podcast because you love to learn. Did you know that when you join the Social Media Marketing Society, you learn advanced marketing strategies that work? This means you get training when you want, and you can connect with other marketers via our online meetups that happen every month and our exclusive community, which is not on Facebook. This is our premier membership brought to you by your friends at Social Media Examiner. Go to smmarketingsociety.com and join today.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I am really excited about today's show. I'm going to be joined by Mari Smith, and we're going to talk about Facebook Live, a brand new live video feature from Facebook. We're going to talk about everything you need to know to get started with it. By the way, if you want to email me, podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com, come straight to my inbox. And with that, I've got a brand new discovery for you.
After introducing a vegetarian diet to piranhas, look what Michael Stelzner discovered.
You know, I was looking for the longest time for an awesome photo gallery that I could add on WordPress that was responsive and look great on desktop and on mobile. And what I mean by that is it changes depending on the width of the screen because we have a responsive website, which we just introduced a couple of months ago. And I just couldn't find the ideal plugin, and finally I found it. And it's called Photo Gallery by WebDorado, and WebDorado is one word. Now, what's really cool about this is the functionality. The way it works is you can create a photo gallery and drag as many pictures into it as you want. And then it uses short code, and you just embed the photo gallery using the short code wherever you want on a page. What's really cool is as your mouse hovers over these images, they kind of get just a smidgen larger to let you know that you can zoom in on them. And when you click on the image, it kind of slightly takes over the screen with a semi-transparent background, and the image pops up on the screen, and then you can kind of start going through this photo gallery one by one, forward or backwards, or you can hit the play button, or you can escape out of it. I really love the way it looks. We've got a sample of it on the Social Media Marketing World page. If you visit smmw16.com and click on Agenda, smmw16.com and click on Agenda and scroll down a little bit, you can see exactly how it looks. It looks killer on a smartphone, which was kind of one of the key things I wanted to make sure. It would look really good on an iPhone or an Android or on a 27-inch monitor, and it really does. So check it out. It's called Photo Gallery by WebDorado.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
And with that, let's transition over to today's awesome interview with Mari Smith on Facebook Live.
Helping you simplify your social safari, here's this week's expert guide.
I'm very excited to be rejoined by my good friend Mari Smith, who is the world's leading Facebook marketing expert. She co-authored the book Facebook Marketing, An Hour a Day, and also authored the book The New Relationship Marketing. Mari has also been traveling around the country with Facebook to assist them in educational events. And Mari, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's a delight and pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to today's show for sure.
So what we're going to talk about today, everyone, is Facebook Live. What is it? How does it work? What does it mean for marketers? And I'm sure many people have a lot of questions, and Mari's here to answer those questions. So Mari, let's dig in. what is exactly Facebook Live and how does it differ from things people might be thinking like Mentions?
So Facebook Live is pretty much like Periscope. There's Periscope, Meerkat, there's a few other apps, MeVe I saw out there. It's basically the ability to stream live from your mobile device, right? There's mobile-only apps, but then there's also apps that do desktop, as you well know, like Blab or Google Hangouts. But Facebook Live, what I love about it is that you already have your audience built in. So whether you're going to use the live feature, live streaming video feature on your personal profile or your page, you have an audience. And that video goes out in the notifications and in the newsfeed. And video is super hot on Facebook. Really, really great organic reach on these live videos.
Okay, so just to be clear, Facebook Live is in this classification that I call live video. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about it is with the push of a button, you go live from your mobile phone. And today it's only the iPhone. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, yes. So, coming soon to Android.
And we're going to get into how you do all this. But what's cool about it is literally in seconds, you're going to be live. And your audience, however big or small it is going to find out about this. And, you know, before we get into how it works, why do you think that this is so important for marketers? What's your thoughts on this? Because I know that this is all very new, and I'm sure you've been noodling on what does it really mean for us marketers?
Well, at the end of the day, it's basically the ability to create more connection, a deeper connection, more intimacy, more authenticity, more of that human-to-human connection. Right, to really like humanize or personalize your brand. So we all like read online information, like articles. We read it in our heads, in our own voices. Mm-hmm. Of course, you do podcast, Mike, and you do a lot of audio yourself. But when you have the ability to do the Facebook Live, now you can talk right into the camera. People are hearing your voice and they're seeing you and they're seeing your surroundings. So I know we're going to get into it, but I think that there's so many business applications for this Facebook Live. It's so easy to use, and it gives people that ability to, in essence, almost like live vicariously through you and or be like the next best thing to being right there in person with you. Live video is definitely the next best thing.
So as of this recording, and we're recording this at the beginning of February, who has it? Who doesn't have it? Let's talk about that a little bit, because we know that there's, you know, some places and some, you know, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So all iPhone users have Facebook Live on their personal profiles in the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, New Zealand, Japan, pretty much all English-speaking countries, and possibly by the time the show airs, the whole world on iPhone devices only. For now, Facebook does say that Live is also available, they're working to bring live video to people using Android phones soon. So I would guess that's definitely going to be this year, 2016, but I don't know if soon is a few weeks or a few months. My guess is a few months. So,
and we should be clear, it works with the existing Facebook app that you have installed on your phone. There's no special app that you need, right?
Correct. It's basically the app you've been using all along to chit-chat with your friends and interact with businesses, all the millions of users out there. And so, yes, it's on the Facebook iOS app. It's different from the Mentions app. Mentions is only available to verified pages, so verified public figures. That could be a profile or it could be a page, but it's coming to all profiles anyway. So, but that's probably the top two questions I get asked, Mike, about Facebook Live is, when is it coming to Android? Can I get it on my page? And actually the top question about, not about Live, but it's related, is how do I get verified?
Right.
Well, Facebook only lets you get verified if you are a journalist or a media outlet, actor, athlete, other type of public figure.
And let's set a little context here for those that have been paying attention. Probably about 60 days ago, maybe longer, you probably saw like famous people, really famous people, like we're talking musicians and actors and sports stars and stuff that were using Facebook to broadcast live, but they were doing it through a special app called Mentions. And you can download the app, but the chances are pretty good that you're not going to be able to use that app. And all that functionality, for the most part, that was in the Mentions app is now built into the Facebook app on the personal profile. And that's what's exciting about this, right?
Exactly. It is. And it's funny because even as I hear you say those words, Mike, I know that a lot of your listeners are going, well, wait a minute, but I use my profile for friends only and I have it really locked down and it's very private. And how do I get more of an audience? So it'd be fun to dig into that.
Yeah, let's dig into that. And before we do, let me just share how I first experimented with this when I got it. Mm-hmm. I started by Social Media Examiner did not have this on our page. It was my personal profile. And for whatever reason, within like 24 hours of when they originally started rolling this out a few weeks back, I got it. So I just decided to go live and I put my iPhone in a little thing on a tripod. I went live and then I said, hold on a second. And I shared that live video feed to the Social Media Examiner wall. And for the first time in my life, I got nervous in front of the camera because in about 90 seconds, there were like 430 people vacillating up and down, you know, 430, 440, 420, were live watching me talk about this thing called Facebook Live. And it frankly freaked me out. But I was able to think creatively about how I just shared it to our page and immediately people were on there. So that was my first like awakening, if you will, to how powerful this was compared to, for example, Blab, where we do a weekly Blab show and we've never had more than 130 people there live on a show. So I was like really blown away. So with that context, let's talk about ways people are using live and then we're going to eventually dig into the mechanics of how it works. But, you know, Mara, I know you've been watching what people are using it for and how they're doing it. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. And I want to anchor a point you just made about how you were experimenting on your personal profile and then you were able to share it to your business page. It's important for folks to know that when you're utilizing this Facebook Live through your personal profile, you get to choose the audience. So you can select public or it could be for friends only, or a specific friend list, or even just a few friends. In fact, my own partner and I were experimenting with it just this past weekend, and he got Facebook Live on his phone and broadcast just to me, which is really kind of fun.
Cool.
And but I love what you're saying, that is one of the keys from a business perspective, that you could actually broadcast live to public, to the public audience, and then share that to your page. And now, because it's on your page, you can do some boosting if you wanted to. After the fact and reach a wider audience. So there's definitely a number of people out there. Our friend Guy Kawasaki uses live regularly just to kind of show maybe some equipment or where he is, what he's doing. His live broadcasts tend to be fairly short. Robert Scoble uses live regularly from his profile. Guy uses a page only. Robert Scoble, he's always doing all kinds of wonderful tech updates and new latest greatest and tends to broadcast a little longer. Carol Tuttle, I want to give her a shout out because I really enjoy what Carol's doing with her broadcasts on a fairly regular basis now. She's an author and an expert in dressing for your style and parenting. And I must have subscribed. I guess I subscribed to Carol's live and I saw her doing one just the other day. I thought it was so clever that she's already doing a blog talk radio show. And then she gets that over onto iTunes. So she puts in the Facebook Live post, go ahead and listen to this podcast here, iTunes subscription link, call in. She even gave her followers and fans a call-in number. So now she's basically broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Live, and then the recording goes out as a podcast. I thought that was really clever because you're already doing something audio anyway. Think about you can just pop on your Facebook Live and do a video version of it too.
Oh, yeah. And can I throw in an example? You just prompted one. Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast Answer Man, has a podcast called Like Family from the Heart, where it's him and his wife – And it's a little more personal kind of, you know, behind the scenes journey of their life. And they decided that they're going to actually broadcast it live for anybody who wants to watch them in studio doing it. They realized there was a limit of 30 minutes, which I'm sure we're going to get into. Right. So they ended up getting, you know, they did part one and part two, and they kind of had it ready to rock so that they could just very quickly pause the show during a commercial break and then come back to the second part of the show. But I thought that was pretty creative that they were doing that. You know, that,
I agree, Mike. And I think we're going to keep seeing more and more creative uses. Another great example is Christine Dwyer. She is actually a fitness expert. And I saw her this morning live streaming her Turbo Kick, Kickbox Jam class. And so she just set the camera up on a tripod and she had it like pointing into the mirror I saw so that you could see the whole scope of this room and herself teaching the class. And people were following along and they're saying, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to get my certification for this Turbo Kick and a really nice engaged audience. Someone else I want to mention now, and I want your listeners to really think that regardless of what type of examples we're giving here, it's more the application and thinking about how, you know, that people can come up with ideas around their industry and their niche. So Doreen Virtue, she's kind of known as one of the top experts on angels. She's written many, many books and courses and programs. She's really quite well known in that industry. She does Facebook Lives on a very regular basis, and she'll give people special messages and people make comments, and she gets tens of thousands of views on her Facebook Live. Here, this last one, I'm looking at 102,000 views.
It's crazy.
On her Facebook Live. So as for business application for anyone here, just think about like a daily message or a weekly message.
Or a Q&A, right?
A Q&A is fantastic. Breaking news. Remember that it has a camera you can go away from and, you know, facing away from yourself or towards. So you can go on camera. Or sometimes what I've done myself is to, if I've got an announcement I want to make a video about, it definitely gets way more reach. I got to tell you, Mike, I did a post just the other day with a big announcement about Facebook Live, put up a couple of marked up screenshots. That post got 3,500 reach, but I just about 20 minutes later, I'm watching the reach on this thing. I'm like, oh, that's not much reach. Okay, I'll do a Facebook Live. All I did was a Facebook Live with a way facing camera, right? Not to myself. I'm showing the screen, like my Mac screen, and showing and narrating it. I got 38,000 reach.
That's crazy.
The same content.
And this is the key thing, people. Facebook always gives preferential treatment to their new features in the beginning, whenever they come out, don't they, Mari?
Yes, they do. It's a big part of it. And with the algorithm, there's so many different components, one of which to keep in mind is the speed at which people engage and interact. So because your Facebook Lives are getting, you know, people are seeing them in their feed and they're seeing them in notifications, you really want to encourage people to subscribe. Because when they see that pop up in notifications, now all of a sudden people are joining en masse, you're getting comments, that's going to push up the algorithm to go, Facebook's newsfeed will go, this is highly engaging. In fact, this could maybe even go viral. This must be timely. This is relevant. Let's push it up the newsfeed even more.
And I think the key thing here is that it turns into a video when you're done, right? This is the magic, isn't it, right?
It is the
so
magic.
So if you're able to actually create a video live, even if it's short, and you feel comfortable enough doing it live, knowing that it's gonna retain all that benefit and then turn into a recording, that is where the thing can just get some legs and boost. And it sounds like that's exactly what you've experienced with your way that you were using it to promote something else that you were doing, right?
Exactly. And that 38,000 reach on this one particular video, that's organic. That's right. Totally organic. The same content as a photo post got, you know, significantly less, 3,500 reach. The other thing too is we got to keep an eye on playlists. So I've broadcast with live almost 40 times. I've got 40 live videos on my Facebook page and I've made a playlist. And you can make playlists with all kinds of different, you know, same as YouTube,
right.
Different topics. At the moment, I'm not seeing that playlists have their own unique URL that you could drive people there. But I guess, my best guess is it's going to be coming at some point. Certainly you have a videos tab and you can have featured videos. You can have your playlists under that. But I would recommend, you know, putting your lives, making them real specific about certain topics, and then dropping them into playlists and encouraging people to go and watch there. In fact, because of the way that Facebook lets us consume video content as users, both on mobile and desktop, we have a dedicated mobile newsfeed, if you will, our stream. So when you double click either on desktop or you tap on mobile, the video player, you've probably experienced this, Mike, it pops up and everything else blacks out. Now all you're watching is that one video. As soon as you finish, it scrolls up or it scrolls across on desktop, and you'll see the next one and the next one and the next one. And
so if it's in a playlist, you can get them. That's cool. That's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying this on my live show, my weekly live show, that I believe Facebook is definitely trying to take on YouTube. And I think, I think it's pretty exciting. So let's get into the mechanics of how it works.
Sure.
So, you know, first of all, it's a square video, right? We should probably state that. And I think that's frankly kind of unusual and unique, but it is not like Periscope or Snapchat, which is like vertical, you know, up and down. Mm-hmm. And it's not landscape, it's square. I kind of like that it's square. What do you think about that?
For now, I like that it's square for now. And guess what? Instagram started out square only, right?
Right.
They started out photos only, then videos, always square. Then not long ago, maybe 6 months ago, they announced, oh, now you can do portrait and landscape. As we know, Facebook owns Instagram.
Right.
So my best guess, again, because live is so dang new, right? We're going to see some radical iterations for live over the rest of this year and beyond. So one of the newest changes they introduced is, whereas before you had to hold your phone portrait, right, and vertical to be able to broadcast. If you tipped it landscape, you would be sideways and people would be watching you sideways. Well, they've changed that now, that you can broadcast through landscape, holding it landscape, but it still goes square. Your people see it square, and it automatically orients itself.
A little tip on this that we talked about. I talked about offline with someone is if you tip the camera the way so that the if you tip it so that the comments are on the same side as the camera lens. You could be looking at the comments and it looks like you're looking directly at the camera. Do you understand
Beautiful.
What I'm saying?
That's an excellent tip, Mike. I love it.
Because one of the things is, you know, talk about eyes. I mean, ideally where your eyes want to go, talk about that a little bit.
It's so powerful. So when you meet someone in person and you're talking to them, it's kind of rude and ignorant if they don't make eye contact with you, right? We think they're not interested, they're shy, they're not engaged, whatever, they're self-conscious. The same thing goes with a camera lens. And this is where I see a massive need for on-camera training to really stand out. You're going to want to come across as if you're a television broadcaster, not as polished. I don't mean as super as polished, but that willingness to feel comfortable on camera and make consistent eye contact with the lens, assuming that that particular type of broadcast is what you're doing, you know, you're talking to the camera. And because you can always tell when people are doing whatever, blabs or Google Hangouts, whatever kind of broadcast, right? Periscope or Facebook Live, and they're talking, but they rarely or ever make eye contact with that lens. It makes a profound difference. People will really feel much more connected to you.
Okay, describe the comments and how that all works while you're watching the live video.
Okay, so comments. So you'll start to see, as soon as you go live, you will start to see people joining. And you can always, I love to give people a shout out. People love to hear their name and where they're from and just give them, oh, you know, there's Tracy up in Alaska. Oh, there's Jean in Dallas. Hi, you know, how are you doing? And then obviously, if they're asking questions or making comments, you can acknowledge them that way as well. Let's see.
It used to be you could only see four comments, but now I understand you can scroll up through the comments.
You can scroll up and down. And the nice thing, too, is it doesn't auto refresh. Let's say you scroll to go back to a comment that you might have missed and more comments are piling in. They'll kind of pile up down the bottom and it won't jump and move.
Right.
And so you can answer a question and then scroll at your leisure. A couple of things I think people should really know about, because most people are going to get this initially through their profile. I don't know for certain when Facebook's going to release this to all pages. I really hope it's soon, because gosh, there's 1.59 billion active users and only 50 million small business and medium-sized business pages. So you think that it would be, you know, easier to roll out to pages, all pages first, but they have their reasons, I'm sure. So you want to choose your audience for the profile. And like you and I said earlier, Mike, if you want to end up having this for business use and to share it to your page, definitely choose public. Then you're going to tap that little icon. It's like a little person icon with some rings around it. But
let's pause for a second.
Yeah.
Just to be clear for everybody, you have to act like you're writing a status update, and it's a little icon that appears right across the bottom where your camera icon is, and it's on the far right. So go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. However, it's important that folks know they might have something slightly different, and I'll make sure that you have screenshots if you want for this post. But there's a new menu that they're testing. So it's now a vertical menu instead of a horizontal, and there's colorful icons, and it says activity instead of just the smiley face, and then the live video is a bright red icon. It actually says live video. I think they've done that so that it's more obvious what each of these little icons does.
Right.
Then for the next stage is you're going to choose a title. That's really critical. I'm always saying to people, think through what that title or that description of what you're about to broadcast is, because that is the only thing people see in their notifications. You want
it
that
does
to be
make
compelling.
A big difference too. You want to be you want to be creative about it, right? Because if you just don't type anything, then there's no reason for anyone to click in. And we should state that all they see is a fuzzy version of your head, right?
Yes, right.
So there's they don't actually see like you talking. They just see that there's this like fuzzed out version of your profile picture, and then the word live, if I recall, right? So you got to give them a compelling reason to click on that live video, right?
Precisely. You got it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, a couple things real quick that most people might not realize that we learned the hard way. When you share, if you share from your personal profile to your business page, which I would imagine you're going to want to do, you need to know that it's just like when you share anything. So the comments from your business page are going to be separate from the comments on your personal profile. So for example, we learned after I went live on my personal profile and shared it to my page, that there was a whole bunch of comments that never showed up on the live video stream because they were on the page and it was shared. Does that make sense? So you might want to have someone else actually be watching for questions on that page and feeding those questions back into your actual personal profile, because it's the only way you're going to see the questions. Because if like lots of people share that live video, it doesn't, at least it didn't, and maybe that's changed, Mari, but it did not aggregate all the comments into one place for me.
That's interesting. I'll have to experiment with that. The other thing too is you want to make sure that you're sharing as your page. Otherwise, it's going to go into the post by others.
Yep. Good point.
You know.
So let's talk about what I think is exciting about this is the way Facebook notifies your friends. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about how that works, because I think this is the exciting part, especially for those that have built a big network on their personal profile.
I will. Can I just interject right here? Because I want to make sure that people know there's a really cool way to do what we were just talking about, to share your live video recording on your profile. You take the timestamp, which is always the permalink of that post. Just go right click over the date and timestamp, get that URL, drop that URL into your page, and voila. That's how you share.
Perfect.
From your personal profile. So let's see. You just asked me about
Notifications. So one of the cool things about live is that it seems like Facebook gives a lot of cool notification capabilities to your network of friends. So can you talk about that, how familiar you are with that?
Yes. So I've noticed that since Live first came out, and I've had it since August 2015, and the first day it came out, I'm very fortunate to have that. I actually debuted at a live event I was speaking at in Dallas. That was fun. And I've noticed that I think the subscribe button was an add-on after the fact. That was nice. And then now, at first it was an overlay on the screen, and then now it's even got movement on it. It kind of pops out and wiggles and lets you know it's there. And if a user joins a live broadcast for the first time, right in stream where their comments are, and they'll see their own name that you've joined, and it'll ask you to subscribe right there. A lot of different opportunities. In other words, Facebook's really wanted to encourage everybody that's using Live to gather subscribers. And that's independent from your friends and your followers and your fans, because these are people who specifically want to be notified when you're live. And so then that shows up in your little globe icon. And it's just wonderful. It's a great, great way to have, as Facebook calls it, live television in your pocket.
You know, what's kind of cool about this, and I've noticed this when my friends go live, whether I'm subscribed to them or not, first of all, it attaches that live video to the top of my newsfeed. So when I'm on a desktop, for example, which I'm mostly on when I'm when I'm in the office, I see the live video like at the very top, like they don't want me to miss that one of my friends is live. In addition, I get a world. I get a notification under the world thing, like so and so is live, and then it seems like Facebook is utilizing all of its features to make sure that I know that one of my friends is live. And I've had some of my personal friends that don't even know what I do log into Facebook and see these big alerts that says Mike Stelzner is live, and they're just coming on and watching because Facebook's telling them I'm live. So I think there is some sort of extra, at least for now, exposure that Facebook is giving to people that are utilizing live in their personal network. And I think this is probably going to go away as people begin to understand the subscribe button and how all that works. But I think right now, as we stated earlier, it seems like whenever Facebook rolls out a really new feature, they reward those who use it by making sure that they have a great experience letting everyone know about it. So I think that's really cool.
I totally agree. And if I may just add on to what you said, that think about this. What Facebook is doing by giving live to everybody is in essence creating a massive, massive video library of original content.
Yep, that's awesome. Okay, let's get into some of the, you know, like, I'm sure you learned this the hard way, but like, it's a mobile phone, right? So how do you film? You know, like, you know, how do you film and without getting your arm tired, right? I mean, let's talk through this a little bit, because most people are going to be just physically holding their arm out, right?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So go for it. Like, what have you learned along the way of doing so many of these?
Well, I thought it was cute. So I'm a massive fan of Brené Brown. She's a vulnerability expert, has one of the most watched TED Talks. So I saw her the other day there doing her first ever live. And it was so adorable because she's sitting in her office. So she could have had her phone on a tripod, but she was holding it. And after a while, she was chit-chatting with her audience and she realized, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry for all the wobbliness and I'm making you guys seasick watching. And so if possible, you want to make use of a real simple little tripod, like one of those little gorilla pods. And
or a selfie stick, right?
A selfie stick's perfect. Yeah. Oh, and I saw a guy, Kawasaki's, go nuts for this gimbal that he got. And it's this really smooth experience for the viewer.
What's that?
A gimbal is like, it keeps it steady. It keeps it super, super sky. Oh, cool. I don't even know. I guess there's a little ball bearing in there or something.
Huh.
I don't know the mechanics of it, but it's called a gimbal. And it can attach to your selfie stick or your tripod. I heard too that GoPro are doing something that can hook up and go into your, maybe it's an app that will broadcast through live. I think we're going to see all kinds of incredible hardware and software to dramatically improve the Facebook Live experience. I would say that lighting and sound are going to be absolutely critical. The wobbliness, for sure, yes, people don't want to be watching a video and feeling, you know, seasick. But if possible, hold a real steady hand. My friend Jenny Beck, shout out to Jenny, she's a video expert up in Vancouver. She has this great technique that if you're holding your phone out in front of you, you want to have it with a long arm, right? But you just take the other hand and prop it and hold it real still on your elbow. So that's one possibility to at least get a steadier hand if you're going to broadcast for a few minutes.
I'll give you a couple. I got a couple more tips here too.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in a chair, prop your leg up in the chair so that your foot is on the chair, and then rest your arm on your leg. Do you understand what I'm saying? So your arm has got a brace under it like a selfie stick would, and then you can very comfortably sit there for a long time. The other thing is, if you do a selfie stick and you're walking, one of the things that people make a mistake on a selfie stick is they either hold the stick out, which wobbles like crazy, or they put it against their chest, and then every time they breathe, it moves. Oh. So you put it against your hip bone, okay? So if you put it against your hip bone, as you move around, it's solid on your hip, and it's out there all the way, and then it just looks perfect when you're walking around, because a lot of people are going to probably be outside when they're doing this kind of stuff.
Neat.
And then lavalier mics. I don't know. Are you using a lavalier? Or are you just using the audio built right in the camera, or what are you doing?
I use a lavalier and it makes a big difference. It really does. And I recommend it. I mean, it's real inexpensive Audio Technica, like $25 or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that, again, that we're going to see all kinds of new gadgets and gizmos and things.
A Rode, Whode, has about a $70 lavalier. That sounds awesome. And it's designed for the iPhone.
Nice.
And also Iographer. I don't know if you've got their rig.
Oh, yes.
But Iographer has this awesome rig that mounts sideways or right ways. And then if you have a tripod, you just put your phone inside of that, and then you hook your microphone up there, and it just looks so awesome. Because when you put on a tripod, I mean, it makes it so much easier, doesn't it? Because you can move around, you can see the camera, because you're kind of using the self-facing camera, the selfie mode on the camera, mm-hmm. and it just looks awesome. Do you have any tips on lighting, by the way?
Well, I mean, I would say stand in front of a window, obviously not direct sunlight, be in the, you know, if you're going to be outdoors, that's great. Muted light's always better. For me, I have a very simple setup in my home office that I use for all my webinars. And I have two like freestanding lights on either side and then a light overhead. And I can tell the big difference. If I go back and look through my lives, I can tell that when you see the light reflected in the eyes, that's usually there's professional lighting in there, and it's, you know, on either side. Oh, I think there's something else, a really wonderful thing called a vanity circle light. It's like a circle, and it literally puts the circles in your eyes, these circles of lights.
Really? Mm-hmm. Very interesting. What about video tags? Are you familiar with this new thing where you can tag videos? Talk about that a little bit and what that means.
Well, so I think that as more and more people get used to doing these Facebook Live videos, we're going to see, the ones who are just more, a little more professional really stand out, because several things you want to do as soon as you're finished broadcasting. You want to go in and make sure you might need to edit your title, maybe to add a little more narrative, add some links and calls to action, change up the thumbnail, because you'll get one of 10 still images will be chosen as a thumbnail.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do that. Do you have to do that right at the second it's over, or can you come back and edit it at any point?
You can come back and edit anytime.
Oh,
anytime.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't do it on mobile though right now anyway. That's a frustrating thing. Mm. But to do it on your profile, your page, you're going to click the timestamp. Again, it's kind of not obvious that you got that little gray down arrow. It doesn't even say in there, but click the timestamp and then that pops it up. Then you hit options, and under options, you'll see edit this video. Now you've got a magical whole bunch of settings. You can put the tags, which are not displayed to the public, not yet anyway, but they're basically to help the video be more discoverable. Facebook wants to, you know, one of the things they want to be is a video discovery engine. And by us adding our own tags up to 10, we're going to help Facebook to be able to, you know, show our video to more people and be more findable. You can add captions, upload an SRT file. You can definitely add a call to action, which I'd strongly recommend. The call to action is not an actual button, but it's words that will say, you know, learn more or sign up or watch more.
It's a function that happens after the video is done,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't... See, that's cool. I mean, so many people aren't thinking about how you could take this once it's done and essentially beautify it up with a nice thumbnail, some text, and some tags. Now, I'd imagine they don't yet have the ability for you to edit the final product, right? I mean, it's pretty much, what I mean by that is you can't go into that video once it's done and crop and cut and stuff like that yet. I would imagine that's going to be coming.
That's a good point, because YouTube offers that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Have you found more people watch the recording, I mean, when it's done, than watch the live?
I do, because and it's, to be fair, because when you're going live, unless you're going to go live at a set time, which shout out to our friend Scott Monty. I love Scott Monty. He does Sundays with Scott, and he does these weekly roundups as a blog post on Monday morning, but he gives his audience a sneak preview on Sundays. Hmm. So each week at the same time, he's basically got a show. So once you start training your audience that you're going to be live at a certain time on Facebook Live, you probably get more people showing up. But right now, you're doing it impromptu, you'll get a decent number. I'm saying decent. It will grow over time. But then, yes, definitely, I'm seeing, like, I have a video pinned to my Facebook right now, a page, and it's got almost 10,000 views.
Wow.
But I know that when I did that one, I don't know, maybe 1,000 views came in on the day of. The time off. Another thing we should really make sure, because I know a lot of your listeners will only have the Facebook Live feature on their personal profile. And so like some of these features may or may not be, like the video tags and things like that may not be available just yet. A lot of them we're talking about are through mentions. The other thing is there's a limit of 30 minutes, as you mentioned earlier with Cliff's videos, on profiles. But if you have the ability to broadcast through mentions, it's significantly longer. off the top of my head, I think it might be a couple hours. Mm.
And we probably should mention that if you do happen to have a page that has a blue check mark on it, like Social Media Examiner does, then you do have the ability to broadcast live from your page with one strong caveat, as long as you're not using Facebook Business Manager. And Facebook is aware that there is, as of this recording, a problem. If you're using Facebook Business Manager, there's really no easy way for you to go live on your page. But they're aware of the problem and they're fixing it, because we are hopeful that we can start broadcasting live from our Social Media Examiner page. And the exciting thing about that is we could assign many different people, you know what I mean? And they would be coming in there and perhaps be, you know, able to respond to whatever the news items are that are going on in the world of social. And we're very excited about that day when that is coming. And I would imagine there will be a day where live video will be available. You know, Facebook Live will be available for all everything, you know. I think it makes sense that they're phasing it. You know, they probably have a massive infrastructure. Oh, we also should mention this is broadcast on high definition video, Mari. I forgot to mention that. So you broadcast live in HD. So be careful when you're over a cellular network, because like when I broadcast here in our offices, it actually is broadcasting in full 1080p, except it's square. And the way I noticed that it works is in the beginning it's standard definition, but then after a few minutes it upgrades to the high definition video. So, I mean, I'm excited about this, Mari. Where do you see this going? I mean, I think this is a really big deal, don't you, that Facebook has adopted this and is bringing this to the masses?
I really do. I really do, Mike. And as I said earlier, we think about this as original content. So it's like live television in your pocket. Gosh, 90% of Facebook's users access predominantly through mobile only. And that is, if I were to say what Facebook's three priorities are, that Sheryl Sandberg mentioned on the last earnings call. Number one, capitalizing on the shift to mobile. That's number one. Number two is growing the number of marketers using ad products. And number three is making ads more relevant and effective. So this first goal, first priority, is what they also call visual language. They're saying it's about photographs, videos, emoticons, beautiful imagery, because it's creating this global language that we can communicate all over, where before we'd have to use words. But I mean, obviously that's the whole thing with live, is we're broadcasting, talking to the camera. I like to, eventually I'm going to see that we'll have the ability to do overlays, lower thirds, add captions and subtitles and you name it, and upload in different languages, because it's all about global.
That's amazing. All right. Well, Facebook Live is where it's at. You heard it here. I believe this is going to be the year for live video. And I'm super excited, Mari, to have you on the show. And I can't wait to see, you know, a year from now, how we look back and we look at all the amazing creative applications that people have, you know, thought up as a result of this technology. Why don't you tell everyone where they can discover more about you and all the cool stuff you're doing for Facebook marketers?
Absolutely. Of course, on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/Mari Smith. They can look me up there, either my page or my profile. I broadcast regularly. And on my blog, marismith.com, and on Twitter as @MariSmith, and on Instagram.
Mari Smith, queen of Facebook marketing, queen of the world. Thank you, Mari, so much for joining us today and sharing all your awesome insights.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I know there was a lot mentioned in today's show and you probably missed some of it, but don't worry, we take the notes for you. If you visit socialmediaexaminer.com/187, every tool, everything we've mentioned, it'll all be referenced there. Also, if you're brand new to the show, do not miss a future episode of this podcast. Hit that subscribe button on your podcast player. As a matter of fact, next week I'll be interviewing Gary Vaynerchuk. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Ask Gary V. We're going to talk about how he's promoting it, why he decided to do it the way that he did, and so much more. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.